Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Global pop star, three-time Grammy winner, singer-songwriter, actress, and activist Angélique Kidjo is coming to UPAC in Kingston, New York with her hit tour, Remain in Light. The tour and accompanying album, which was released last September and produced by Jeff Basker, is a reimagining, song by song, of Talking Heads' 1980 album of the same name, which features the seminal song, Once in a Lifetime.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by.
Angélique Kidjo, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. You are coming to UPAC in Kingston with your Remain in Light tour. What was it about that album that made you want to recreate it for yourself?
Well, first of all, the first time I heard Once in a Lifetime, it felt home because I just left my country, and 3 months after I left to relocate it in France. It was a lot of things going on, and I've been through a decade of dictatorship where music was banned, and I was just like getting to music. The most important thing for me doing this album is to fulfill the circle. I didn't know it started with African music. It just felt African to me when I listened to it the first time. So the call and response that was embedded in the original one, I emphasize it a little bit to really bring in the full scope of what it is in Africa.
When did you know that you would make this album? How long have you been working on it?
Well, I didn't plan it. I came to America and I met David Byrne. He was one of the first artists that came to my show at SOB in 1992, I think. And till then, Once in a Lifetime, I did not link it with David because it was cassette. I didn't see the cover. I didn't see the name. I didn't know who it was. And I have known David for so many years before it hit me that, and somebody told me the Remaining Light, and this, I mean, I start humming the song without even knowing it's from that album. That's when the whole thing just like, oh no, hold on a minute. Let me go back and listen to the whole album. And it was completely love at first sight, and the inspiration just came, and I didn't even wait a minute to question if what was I was doing was gonna be good or not. It just was in me, and it had to come out. So I just didn't put any thought to it. I just followed the inspiration of the moment, and my inspiration was from the get go when I listened to it. The profound meaning of the words for me, even though Americans don't think that those words means anything, it means a lot to me. Was to reply by infusing my version with call and response of our traditional music and using the proverbs to have it, that have layers of meaning all the time.
For your album, you worked with Grammy Producer of the Year in 2015, Jeff Basker. How did you find and decide to work with him on this recording?
We met in London, I think, 4 years ago. I was a recipient of an award in London, and he was one of the ambassador of the charity with Mark Ronson. Both of them were working on it. He was the musical director. Since then, I didn't even pay attention much and know who he was. And we rehearsed, and then we just hit right there. It becomes like a chemical thing. I mean, it becomes obvious that there's something here because he's a musician. He was playing the keyboard. And I was telling him, don't hold back. In my music, you can be free to play whatever you want, however you want it. And that's how we knew each other. And we started talking from that point on that we should do something together. And when I came up with this idea, he goes, whoa, 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 Angélique. This is an iconic album. You ain't afraid of nothing, right? And I look at him, I said, do you? And then he looked at me and said, man, this is something ooh, I don't know. I'll do one song and see. And so we started once in a lifetime and you get hooked. And that was it.
Did your relationship with the songs or your impression of the specific songs change or grow or develop from listening versus recording your own versions?
Every music is different. And for me, because everybody was looking at me going, you are crazy. You're going to just, I mean, it's like we're watching you going to fall off the mountaintop. And that's why I said, okay, let me do a show with it before I start getting into the studio. So I've been asked by Carnegie to put a show together, and I presented the idea to them. They say, wow, we like that idea. And they said, okay, let's go for it. You think you can invite David Byrne? I said, that one I can't guarantee, but on my side, I will try my best. So the first, before even recording, this album had been presented the first time at Carnegie Hall without recording it at all. Mm-hmm. That's why it takes so long for us to do it. And the review was absolutely amazing. And I have the blessing of all the members of Talking Heads. And I reached out to David, but David was busy that day. He said, I have something to do that day. I can't guarantee I will be there. Then 2 hours before, we received an email from his assistant saying, David is trying to buy a ticket for the show, and he sold out. So I turned to the Carnegie Hall people and said, how do we deal with this? They said, Angelique, go back to your dressing room, do your makeup, concentrate on your show, we'll take care of David. So that's how he came to the concert. It was not planned. It was impromptu. I mean, when he came to Carnegie Hall, I just went to him in the public and asked him if he would like to join on stage. And his eye just popped up. And he said, yes. I said, okay, you're next.
right from the stage to the audience? That's how you got on stage?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I went all the way to the balcony.
I could know which song you called him up for, but unfortunately, I don't have it in my notes. What song was it?
Yeah, but I read it on Once in a Lifetime.
Okay, of course. That makes sense. and once he was up there, what was that like?
Well, he was so excited he dropped the mic first. I mean, he came in and do his stuff, and I was singing, and he was coming along and doing his, and I'm singing, and he's doing, same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. It was fun.
Yeah. We only have a couple of minutes left, and before I let you go, I wanted to ask you about your next album that is coming out this month. You're releasing an album called Celia, a tribute to the Afro-Cuban singer Celia Cruz, the queen of salsa. Mm-hmm. What made you want to make this record?
Well, it has been also the same thing. It has been a project that, a stage project before being an album project. I was asked by the festival Celebrate Brooklyn under the band Shell in Brooklyn to do a special project, and I picked to pay tribute to Celia Cruz. And the show was so successful. Philip Glass came to the show and said, man, I didn't know you could do salsa. And every single person I met after the show was like, you got to do an album to pay tribute to Celia Cruz. It was supposed just to be a concert. And it grew on me because she was the first female salsa singer I've ever encountered on stage, because till she came on stage, for me, if you were to do salsa, you have to be a guy. And she completely transformed that narrative for me from that point on. She was, and she will always be the queen of salsa. And she's an amazing human being that I come to meet, to know a little bit. I wish I have done something with her, in collaboration with her before. But, I mean, her spirit is just infectious. The spirit of joy is something that we need today more than ever.
The album Celia will be released on April 19th, and Angelique Kidjo will be at UPAC in Kingston on Thursday, April 11th, with her Remain in Light tour. It is absolutely spectacular to speak with you. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, Angelique Kidjo brings her Remain in Light tour to UPAC in Kingston, New York on Thursday, April 11th. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.